That was John Coltrane live at Newport in 1963.
I want to talk about you. Fantastic stuff. I'm Abe Beeson, and that's Joel Steinke over there. We got our special School of Jazz guest DJ back once again on the first Thursday of July. And you can get more info on tonight's show and all of our past shows at schoolofjazz.org. Joel, welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Joel, the sax player, just graduated at Edmonds Woodway High School from their jazz band, directed by Jake Bergevin. And we've got a lot of great saxophone players today. First, Joel, I wanted to ask you about how you first got into music and first got into jazz.
Starting really young, and I had to play the clarinet to play the saxophone, of course, as many people did. So sixth grade, finally got to play a saxophone, and man, I remember playing like the Jaws theme, and I thought it was so cool. And I was like, man, no one else can play this, it's the Jaws theme. And then ninth grade, 10th grade came, and I heard the guys play that were older than me, and it just opened up a door to what I didn't even know was possible at that time, and it really blew me away.
Now, you were a big winner down at the Portland Jazz Festival last year. Can you tell us about that experience?
that kind of solidified, I think, my high school experience with music. And I kind of went into it blind, and I didn't really know a lot about what was going on. And I went down there and played really well, and they must have liked it. And so I got to open up for the show. And I mean, sitting in a dressing room with Lee Konitz was probably the most unbelievable experience as far as musically, just seeing the spread of time and how he's sitting here still playing the saxophone, playing the same one his parents gave him, you know, his first horn, just like in the same way my parents gave me my first horn. So it's really inspiring.
And from that, a great segue into some more live jazz, Lee Konitz at Storyville. Why'd you pick this song, Joel?
I think it really shows Lee Konitz at his best when he was super experimenting with different lines, and I think you'll enjoy it.
It's Highbeck on 88.5 KPLU's Evening Jazz, streaming at kplu.org. Thank you.
Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
That was Kitty B by Sal Mosca from the second volume of the quartet at the Village Vanguard in New York City.
With saxophonist Warren Marsh. And it's right here on 88.5 KPLU. We heard Lee Konitz at Storyville doing a song called High Beck. My name's Abe. Hi to you. And hi to Joel Steinke, our special School of Jazz guest DJ for the night. Joel, great to have you here. Just graduated high school at Edmonds Woodway, part of the jazz band there. You were very lucky to be part of that jazz band when they made a trip to the essentially Ellington competition. Tell us about that trip.
obviously it's super exciting because that's a big deal that we worked for the entire year. And so I remember when he announced it, he brought out cake afterwards. We had cake at 6:30 in the morning on top of the piano. I'll never forget that. But the trip was unbelievable. I mean, it was everything I thought it was going to be and more. But I think my most favorite part was the last night, my buddies and I, we went all the way down to the club, jazz club, Smalls. And there just happened to be a jam session that night, and we got to sit in and play, and, you know, just a few blocks from where that last tune was recorded, a few blocks from the Vanguard. And so I was just surreal to walk around this place that I had only, you know, heard about in stories, and it was very cool.
Joel Steinke is our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight, and we're going to get back into the jazz with a record that has a little bit of controversy for folks that don't care for string sections like myself. It's not necessarily my favorite, but you cannot deny the sax player's performance on this record. Joel, why did you pick Charlie Parker with strings?
I chose that because it's just so important to my continuation with this music, and it was one of the first records that I really picked up. It inspired me to listen to everything else since, so it's really personal to me.
Let's go off with the Yardbird, East of the Sun and West of the Moon on 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org.
88.5 KPLU.
How I loved my trumpet, the feel of it in my hands, its very volume and shine. You know what I especially loved? The spit valve.
I Waited You, performed by the ever-poetic Art Farmer off the record Sing Me Softly of the Blues.
On 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. That's Joel Steinke, our special School of Jazz guest DJ for the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Once again, you can check out more details on tonight's show and the terrific history we have. The first Thursdays, generally, of each month, we're bringing you special School of Jazz guest DJs from the area high schools. Schoolofjazz.org is the website. Joel just graduated from Edmonds Woodway's high school jazz band, and you've got plans for furthering your jazz education. What's up next for you?
Yeah, I'm going to attend the New School for Jazz in New York City next year, and I really look forward to it. It's going to be fun.
The big city. And as you said in the last break, you've played in New York before, so this should be, they're waiting for you.
I wish that was the case. No, I've been three times, so I'm definitely far from comfortable, but comfortable enough to give it a try.
A lot of classic jazz here on your set list tonight, a lot of stuff from the 60s. And I wonder how much you're listening to some of our jazz favorites and how much you're listening to the modern jazz.
I mean, there's a lot. It's a healthy mix. Like you were talking about earlier, I definitely lean towards the older stuff because there's so much for me to check out. And I have to get caught up with what everyone's been listening to for the last 70 years. But I definitely take a fair amount of listening to, you know, the newer stuff. And you guys just had Joshua Redman here. And so how can I not like something like that? You know, they're doing their own thing and it's great music. Those guys know what they're doing, so it's fantastic.
Joel, I'm excited to introduce some of our listeners to a sax player they may not have heard before. Probably on the next level, once you get past John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, you start learning about Warren Marsh. Tell us about this guy.
Yeah, Warren Marsh is special. He came from the Tristano School. Lenny Tristano, great piano player who taught a lot of people and is known for his great teachings, but Warren Marsh is different in that he kind of goes against what was happening at that time, specifically Train's music, and he comes heavily from Charlie Parker, but even before that, he comes from Lester Young and Roy Eldridge and Louis Armstrong, of course, and the people from, you know, who really got it started. And I think you can hear that because he's highly melodic, but at the same time, he's very harmonic and plays some very unique things that you don't necessarily hear from a Coltrane record, so it's different.
All right, let's have a fun time with Warren Marsh on a song you probably know, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, on KPLU's Evening Jazz. Thank you.
Love Number One by Keith Jarrett off the album Life Between the Exit Signs.
On 88.5 KPLU, streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Heard from saxophonist Warren Marsh. I can't give you anything but love from the unissued Copenhagen studio recordings. You want to track that one down. My name's Abe Beeson. You know me. I'm your host for Evening Jazz. The other voice you heard, Joel Steinke, a graduate of the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band. He's off to the New School in New York in the fall. He's our special School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. Joel, I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the teachers who gave you a good start on your way to the New School.
Well, there's a long list, man. Starting back in middle school with a fantastic teacher, Kate Labiak, Mrs. Labiak. She taught you the disciplines of the music and learning to respect the other people and not waste other people's time, you know, which is hard for middle schoolers. So appreciative of that. And then when I went on to high school, met Mr. Bergevin, Jake Bergevin. He taught you kind of the business aspects of the music and how to carry yourself and how to be respected and respect yourself as well. And I think those are some lessons that I'll never forget. But then getting into the more particulars of the instrument, studying with Steve Tressler for the last, 6 years, and then with Mark Taylor for the last 2 years, fantastic Seattle-based saxophone players and you know, writers as well. And they all helped me out in special ways that led me to where I am now, and I would be nowhere without each and every one of them.
Right on. Well prepared for New York City. Joel, sorry to say that we're out of time. We've got one more from your hero. Tell us about your affection for the Love Supreme.
Well, you know, my uncle actually bought me this record long ago, and I didn't touch it. I listened to it for about 30 seconds and said, nope, can't listen to that yet. Came back to it maybe 2 or 3 years ago and really listening to it almost every day and really getting into it, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
A fine way to finish us off. It's the alternate take from the deluxe edition of A Love Supreme, John Coltrane with Resolution on KPLU's Evening Jazz.